So one of the features of the coming of Mashiach, of course, is the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. Let's talk about the third Beis HaMikdash in some more detail. The Zohar, in Parshas Pinchas, which is found on page 221, suggests that the reason that the first and second Beis HaMikdash didn't last and could not linger on for eternity was because it was Uvdad Barnash. It was the making of human hands. And Uvdad Barnash, the Zohar, Lo Yiskayim. What people do cannot be eternal because we, as human beings, are ephemeral. We're passing and evanescent. And therefore, just as we don't last for eternity, our handiwork, our achievements, our efforts won't last either. However, the third Beis HaMikdash will be Binyanei Dekut Shebrichu, says the Zohar. It'll be the handiwork, per se, of Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth. And as such, it will last for eternity. To better understand this, the Rebbe suggests that we take a look in the commentary of the Ramban. And Parshas told us. Over there we read about three wells dug by Yitzchak. And the three wells represent the uncovering of a cistern or a source of water and hydration and life-elixing energy, represent the concept of Beis HaMikdash. Because ultimately the Beis HaMikdash represents the idea that we can reveal the presence of God in this world. The Ramban says that the first well dug corresponds to Avraham Avinu, the second to Isaac, to Yitzchak, and the third to Yaakov, to our father Jacob. And the Rebbe says that based on what's written in many, many places, Avraham Avinu's emphasis was chesed, and that proverbially could represent the idea of God reaching out to us and providing for us. Yitzchak, on the other hand, in the language of the Likutei Torah, represents halah milmata lemaila, us reaching out towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second Beis HaMikdash took extraordinary efforts on behalf of the people. Life wasn't easy for them, and yet they built a Beis HaMikdash anyway. Indeed, kol gadol yiyakoved habayis hazeh. The second Beis HaMikdash lasted for a decade longer. But it is the third Beis HaMikdash that will be a conglomeration of human effort throughout the time of Galut, throughout the time of our exile, as well as the contribution that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for us when Mashiach finally does come, that will no longer be Binyan de Barnash. It will not simply be the handiwork of people, but this will be the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the third Beis HaMikdash will be the eternal Beis HaMikdash, led by, catalyzed by, initiated by, but ultimately brought about through the Almighty HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. B'mheira u'b'yameinu, speedily, and in our days, Amen.